This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Americans were evacuated today from a cruise ship in Japan where they were under quarantine after a coronavirus outbreak. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Cheryl and Paul Molesky from Syracuse, New York are chronicling their journey.
I have to put my mask on.
They're traveling along with other Americans who were part of about 400 on that Diamond Princess cruise ship. They'll have to undergo two more weeks of quarantine at Air Force bases in the U.S. to make sure they don't have the coronavirus.
Even though it's going to be two more weeks, we're just ready for the next step on this crazy journey.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CBS has faced the nation 40 Americans from the cruise ship have gotten infected, and those showing symptoms of the coronavirus will not be able to get on the evacuation plane. I'm Julie Walker.
In China, the Health Commission confirmed over 1,800 new cases, along with 142 deaths on Sunday. The numbers showed a decline in the new cases for a third straight day. The U.S. presidential campaign is focusing next on Nevada and South Carolina. AP correspondent Ben Thomas looks at a couple of candidates looking to make their mark.
Please give a warm welcome to Mayor Pete Buttigieg!
Pete Buttigieg getting a rousing reception from supporters about to canvass for him in Henderson, Nevada. Nevada's caucuses are next up on the 2020 presidential calendar. Senator Amy Klobuchar's poll numbers have been low in those states, but she tells ABC's This Week she's on an upward path.
We've got teams now in every Super Tuesday state.
Tom Steyer has been considered a long shot, but he tells ABC's This Week he's had people on the ground in both states.
With the kind of diverse coalition that I believe I'm building and that I believe I will show, then that will give me the momentum and people will have to look at me as a serious candidate.
I'm Ben Thomas.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.